Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, Mom. My mom's texting me, Vin. She says, oh, it's a pain to have a baby gate. She says, by the way, Tina fell down the cellar stairs in her walker. No harm done.
In the walker?
Yes. Those stairs were horrible. Like, we had a whole family room. That's where our TV set was and everything. So we would play, all the kids would play downstairs. My brother had this, like, room kind of by the laundry room, if I remember it. I mean, I was a little girl. But those stairs were just, you know, cellar stairs.
I don't know how that thing didn't start rolling. Like,
I know.
I mean, rolling over.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not...
I'm sure it did.
Well,
you know,
she
whatever.
Broken her baby neck.
She was totally fine.
Wow.
I actually sort of vague. Not that I remember it happening in the day, but I remember it's been talked about. I'd forgotten that she rolled down the stairs in that thing.
Sheesh.
You know, Tina was never a super bright bulb, though. So hopefully, she learned a lesson.
Oh, come on! What are you doing to Tina?
Oh, you dropped Tina. Why'd you
what
do that
you
to Tina?
Tina for?
Oh no, Tina.
Yeah, baby gates, they suck. They're terrible. I'm over it. But you know, that's been this whole way has been, because it's the second kid, not the first. Instead of being like all thrilled about it, you kind of have an idea what the window is for each, you know, the diaper window, the baby gate. And so when we say goodbye to these things, this time we get to for sure be like, we're done with that for.
Oh, my God. It's the best. And the first day you ever get in your car and there are no seats in it.
Baby seats, right.
No, nothing. No boosters, no baby seats, no nothing. They get in their seats and they put on their seatbelt and you don't even have to look back there.
Right.
And they're quiet, you know.
Oh, you know what's worse right now is because of the way the baby seat's done, and we didn't even get that the first time we had that other mirror that's in the back. So that so you can look in your rear view mirror, it hits the other mirror, and then it shows you your kid.
Yes.
We didn't even bother to put that up this time. We're just like, you know, white knuckled through each of these phases. But I've definitely pulled over when it's too quiet back there to see what's going on.
Yeah.
And a nap is going on, but you know, I just
thank God, right?
Just got to make sure, sure everybody's okay.
It's true. I told you, Pat and Marianne, you know them, your boyfriend Pat. Mm-hmm. Their kids are about the same distance apart as my kids, and they're walking down the street with a stroller, and their eldest daughter, who's probably 4. Is walking beside them, right? So she's walking up and she looks up and she goes, something wrong with the baby. And the baby's choking on a piece of apple.
Oh
and
my God.
The baby's choking and had been choking, like the red face, the eyes bugging out, the tears coming down the face, because the baby can't make any noise.
Right.
And
she saved her sister's life.
She saved her sister's life.
Wow.
You know, and you're just walking down the street, you know? Do-do-do. And there's Pat, you know, boom, boom on the back. Oh, my God. Like, they were like, quivery for weeks after that, you know?
I'm sure. Absolutely, I'm sure.
Right. Oh, my God. Imagine that. So I feel you when I hear you. You know what? It's too quiet. I'm pulling over.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. Oh, that little baby mirror, though. It's so, that's a real thing.
Yeah, no, we had that in the first time. Now we were just sort of like, we know this will pass quick, and then we'll be able to turn her around, and we'll be able to see her.
That's right.
Right now, she's facing the wrong way.
Oh, she's still facing the wrong way?
Yeah.
I think when my kids were little, only the first year. I think after the first year, you could turn them around. But now it's like a weight thing or a...
The missus knows all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just do what I'm told.
She's on top of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So someday, Vin, you'll go, hey, go get in the car. I'll be right out. And they will. And they'll be in there and they'll be buckled in and you'll go and you won't have had to dress them or find any of their things. It'll happen faster than you think.
Ellie is correct. Baby gates suck.
Yeah.
They're no good.
All right, let's jump into trash here. It's brought to you by Radio.com. With the Radio.com app, you can get our full show podcast. That comes in handy, especially when we're on, like, I don't know, vacation. Go back and listen to old secret shows, too. I don't know when we have a vacation coming up or anything. Does anybody know? But if we ever do, you'll be glad you have Radio.com. Late in the show yesterday, we were talking about comedy legend Carl Reiner. He has died of natural causes at 98 years old. He died on Monday, and the story came down later in the show, so I wanted to mention this. And, of course, there's a million tributes and everything to him right now, too. He started in the 50s as a performer and writer on the variety series Your Show of Shows, which I don't think I ever saw Your Show of Shows. It's certainly one of those things you've heard of. It was kind of, they call it a precursor to SNL. There'd be all skits and various, you know,
never even heard of it.
Oh, I've heard of it. I just don't believe I've ever seen it. I'm sure there's clips on YouTube, right? Other alumni from that show included Sid Caesar, Mel Brooks, Neil Simon, Woody Allen. He and Mel Brooks went on to create the classic comedy, The 2,000-Year-Old Man, which yielded 5 albums, a million TV appearances, an animated special in 1975. And they say after that, he went on to do The Dick Van Dyke Show, which ran from 61 to 65 on CBS. And
Go on. I'm sorry. I just was going to say, I love that show. I have seen that.
So he, well, right. I mean, it was in reruns by the time we were born, but that was a show and had, you know, back in the day, they used to do 40 episodes a year. I mean, there's probably 100+ episodes of that show. It was based on his life as a TV writer and husband.
Oh.
It starred Dick Van Dyke in the lead role. Mary Tyler Moore was his wife. Carl was on the show. He played Dick Van Dyke's boss, Alan Brady, the host of a TV variety show.
Oh.
So he was the host of the show of shows, and Van Dyke was playing the role of him.
He also, okay.
Isn't that, I thought that was interesting. I had never
That's neat. Yeah, heard I didn't
that.
Know that.
He also directed a bunch of Steve Martin stuff. They paired up on a bunch of different movies. We mentioned The Jerk yesterday, but Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, The Man with Two Brains, and All of Me. He was also Rob Reiner's father. We talked about him a little bit yesterday, and he issued a statement. Rob Reiner played Meathead on The Archie Bunker Show. Is that All in the Family? That's what that was, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He said, last night my dad passed away. As I write this, my heart is hurting. He was my guiding light. And I thought that this was, I thought you'd like this. Reiner, in the year 2000, when he was only 78, received the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor, and Jerry Seinfeld was part of the presentation, and he said, I think Carl Reiner is funnier than Mark Twain, because the Mark Twain Prize for Humor.
Right.
He says, I'm sorry, but this guy is not touching Carl Reiner. Twain would be working to type script changes for Carl Reiner. Twain should be so lucky to be here today, so he could get the Carl Reiner Prize. So
very well done.
I know. I thought that was that's a solid tribute, right? So comedy legend Carl Reiner is gone. Kids, if you don't know him, you know that maybe that's your homework over the weekend. You know, watch something that Carl Reiner put together. Mel Brooks had lovely words to say. He was like his best friend. He said, I loved him. Dick Van Dyke, who's still alive. How old is Dick Van Dyke now? Can you look that up, research department?
He, you know what? He was in the new Mary Poppins.
Uh-huh.
Playing, because he was in the first one.
Right.
And then the remake, he plays the father of the, anyway, he's
94.
He is very old. Like, he did this little dance scene, and it's shocking that they were able to get that out of him, because he's elderly.
Maybe they CG'd it.
I don't know, but he's definitely, like, seeing him. I was glad to see him, and Bryn just said it. So he's 94. Yeah, he's very old.
There and so everyone, he made a statement, of course, Steve Martin, Max Brooks, who's the son of Mel, said, "I've known Carl Reiner my whole life. I can't imagine a world without him. A loss for me, a loss for my family, a loss for all of us." And George Clooney, who played, he was in the Ocean's 11 movies with Carl Reiner, because I guess he played, Carl Reiner played a character named Saul Bloom. I didn't see those movies. Did you watch those?
I did see them. Yeah. I did see one or two of them. I don't know.
Well, George Clooney said, Carl Reiner made every room he walked into funnier, smarter, kinder. It all seemed so effortless. So lots of people just gushing about him. It's so sad. It is sad, you know, a long life with those kind of contributions. And it's actually, in a way, it's not sad. It's a fitting send-off for a guy who lived 98 years and had an amazing life with,
on top of that,
lots of laughs.
He was someone in an industry where clearly abuses were taking place, and none of that is out there about him,
nope.
Which is nice to hear, or nice when you think about it and you go, oh, he could have been casting couch guy, but he wasn't.
Speaking of the abuses in Hollywood, and I'll just do this. I probably wouldn't have gotten to this, but since you mentioned it, Harvey Weinstein's survivors have been awarded a $19 million settlement. I don't know how they'll get that. He's... they're working him through a bankruptcy, taking all his money to pay off creditors, et cetera. But they've been awarded a settlement. He's got, what did he get, 23 years in jail? 23 years sentenced in a New York prison. And anyway, they're going to maybe get paid at some point.
Okay, good.
Next up is a fun story.
Cool.
Well, sort of fun. Fun for us. Not as fun for other people. I don't know.
Okay.
Fun for us. There's a singer by the name of August Alsina.
Never heard of him.
I feel like it's vaguely familiar, but maybe just because I've heard of August. I don't know. He claims...
You know the month well.
I do.
You've
I know it well.
50 of them.
I have seen more than 50, actually. Right. Well, right. 50 that I can remember, Vin, right?
Sure.
I suppose I don't remember my first couple. There's a singer by the name of August Alsina, and he claims he had an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith with Will Smith's consent. He said, "I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to their life partnership. He gave me his blessing." August is 27. Jada is 48. He was introduced to her by her son, Jaden, and became very close to her. And really the whole family. He went on vacation with them to Hawaii in 2016. He says, "I totally gave my
marriage life partnership that they've spoken on several times. He gave me his blessing. And I totally gave myself to that relationship for years of my life. And I truly and really, really deeply loved and have a ton of love for her. I devoted myself to it. I gave my full self to it."
Except now what? Why are you out there now spilling all these beans? What's wrong with you?
Jada's rep says that August's story is absolutely not true. I don't know. I think it sounds true.
Well, we've heard they have an open marriage.
We have heard that, but they deny that from credible sources. Right. Maybe there's NDAs that are signed. I don't know why this guy's out talking about this right now. Was that like from a podcast or something? Like, did he go on someone's podcast and they asked him about it? Maybe people in his circle know about this. And
he was on one of those YouTube shows. I think it might be a podcast as well. Let me check on that name. I forget right now.
So anyway, August Alsina was apparently, I don't know, one of the people in her life while she's also been with Will Smith.
I don't know what their deal is. It's not wrong. I mean, if everyone's up front, if the guy's friends, I would think you wouldn't ask to, you know, do somebody's wife. But I don't know. There's all kinds of, now that I'm older and I've had and I understand sort of more, I have more life experience. I can see why there are people who say, "We don't want to break up and we don't want to split up all our stuff, but we don't like doing each other anymore," or whatever the case may be. And
we
so,
still love each other, and really, we're better friends than we are marriage partners. And I love to shtup. So I'm going to get me some of that.
I can
see
that.
You stay here. Sure. I can too. And it's, you know, I guess maybe their refutal of it is that they don't want that to be out there and part of their narrative.
That's,
don't ask
that's,
me.
It can damage. I mean, they're a brand, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So you want your brand as, you know, I don't know if that taints it, but I you want it, your brand to be about your work and not about your all your other nonsense, right?
Right. No, but I mean, is there any walking it back for this guy now? He's either going to say I was lying, or, you know, it's not like no one's going to
ask him
about
it
again.
You know, it'll go through the news cycle and then be gone.
Yeah. Well, I guess he can't do any more interviews, because that's the one thing I'd be like, so.
He's being interviewed by Angela Yee. She's from the Breakfast Club with, you know, DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God.
Oh,
yeah. So it's like, okay. Some New York State. Are they New York?
It's New York, yeah.
Yeah. All right. In the wake of Johnny Depp losing his Pirates of the Caribbean spot to Margot Robbie, she's going to be the new You Drop Johnny. What's that character? Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
That, yeah. That's the
Wait,
guy's name.
What?
Yeah, Margot Robbie is going to be playing Jacqueline Sparrow. I don't know. People are pointing the finger at Amber Heard. They're still involved in ongoing litigation and accusations of domestic violence. And some people are saying, look, Disney caved to the pressure that, you know, they can't be having an alleged wife beater play this role anymore. I don't know why we need more Pirates of the Caribbean movies either.
I bet Disney would tell you, you know, how many zeros, right? Each one of those means.
The crazy part of the story is that, so he's got a couple of lawsuits going right now. He's suing her in the United States, Amber Heard being her, his ex-wife. He's suing her for libel. And then he's suing a UK newspaper, The Sun, for libel as well, saying that they wrote untrue things. The problem is, it sounds like he disclosed a series of text messages with an assistant in one of the suits, but not the other suit. And that's why they're coming to light. I think in the one against his wife, these texts came to light because it's just against a person. And when you reveal these things against a newspaper, now they've got concrete evidence against you. But apparently there were a bunch of, here's what some of the text messages said. They're really the only important part of this whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Basically, he had been trying to buy ecstasy, cocaine, and pills when he was in Australia with her in 2015. Need more whitey stuff ASAP, brother man, and the e-business. Please, I'm in a bad, bad shape. That's one of the messages.
That's that's Johnny Depp typing
to his assistant.
Okay.
In another, he said, we should have more happy pills. Can you? ? Then say nothing to nobody. Let me see if there's any other ones here. This was 2015, just before he was accused of attacking her. Looks like those are the main ones. They're arguing that her claims, his camp is saying that her claims that she couldn't leave, she wasn't allowed to leave, and he was, you know, dominating her, whatever, were undermined by the fact that she'd had affairs with Elon Musk and James Franco while she was involved with Depp, given that her case is that she was controlled and abused by the claimant and that she could not possibly have left him. That does not sit at all with the fact that she was having multiple affairs. Do! She's so beautiful. I'm looking at a picture of her right now. Not that that's neither here nor there. She's just gorgeous.
What's here. I watched that terrible Rum Diaries. Which
that's
is,
the
I
where
think
they
the,
met, right?
Yeah. Oof, God, that movie is just garbage.
I want to say he gave her for her birthday like a horse a year or two after that. I was like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, wasn't she a declared lesbian and having... I think the deal was that he had to sort of lure her away from a group of women that she hung with. Wasn't that the story you
that
told us?
That does sound really familiar.
Like she had
multiple... Like she broke up with a woman to go out with him while he was still married.
She had multiple female partners, I thought, and that she was sort of living a pretty fun lifestyle.
Yeah.
And he was trying to lock her down with lovely gifts.
and cocaine
more.
And ecstasy.
Oh. I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. So I just thought, ooh, that's titillating. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, geez, I was all lost in lesbian world. Oh. I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.